He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the February 26th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we've got a market that opened over 100 points to the negative side, but we fought back here, and we're down just 23 points right now as Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, I see a dove sitting on his shoulder. It looks like her flying around the room. He's giving dovish testimony before the committee today, financial committee, and the Dow right now is down 21 points to 26,069. The S&P 500 is up a point now. We've gone positive on the S&P. It's up 1.5 points, 2,797. We're closing in on 2,800. The NASDAQ has now gone positive, too. It's up 2 points, 7,556. Russell 2,000 down a point, 1,587. We've got crude oil moving higher today after a pretty big downfall yesterday. Crude oil is up 24 cents this morning to $55.72 per barrel. Gold is down $3.20 per ounce to $13.26. Silver down 4 cents to $15.79. And the 10-year right now, it's backing off 3 basis points. The 10-year is at 2.64%. In the meantime, we've got a Dow stock that has reported earnings here this morning. And we've got quite a few other stocks in the news here today that we will get to. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management on this Tuesday, February the 26th. I continue to have a very high number of B-plus or better ranked stocks. That's one of the barometers I look at daily, which provides me with the current health of the market. I have well over 800 B-plus or better stocks right now. It's been as low as 35 back in December. Right now, the market is very healthy. I usually average about 300 or 400 B-plus or better ranked stocks. Those are the stocks that I look at daily in my database of about 5,100 stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, in my beststocksnow.com database. Well, yesterday we had a nice rally. We had pretty good news on the China Accords and the talks going on there. And towards the end of the day, however, the rally, the air kind of came out of the tires of that rally. We did finish positive yesterday, but we lost most of the nice early gains that we had earlier in the day. A lot of the trade-related stocks. The industrials had a good day yesterday. Caterpillar was up a couple percent yesterday, not today, however. Boeing was up 1% yesterday. The bond market was quiet yesterday. We had a drubbing, though, in the oil markets. President Trump made some comments about, hey, you can cut back on the spigot right now. We've got enough oil around the world. Oil prices were down 3%. That's the worst sell-off of the year in oil prices. And we have seen a pretty strong linkage between the stock market and oil prices. And that's what we saw yesterday. When oil started to go south, the market started to go south. And we saw a little bit of profit-taking, although the markets did end up positive yesterday. We just lost a lot of those easy early gains that we had early on. The global stocks also took a cue from us last night. We finished lower or weaker, and overnight the global stocks, China was down 0.7%. Europe was down 1.1%, somewhere in there. And that's about where we stand here today. Meanwhile, we have a President Trump touching down in Vietnam. In Vietnam, of all places, where they now have capitalism and where they're now manufacturing goods in Vietnam. But his purpose is not to view their plants. His purpose is to meet with Kim Jong-un of North Korea, who arrived on train by train, a three-day train trip through the jungles. I guess he doesn't trust the mechanics of his own Air Force One, whatever he's got over there. A three-day train trip, Kim Jong-un, President Trump meeting today. And we're hearing a little bit more on the China trade deal. We're hearing from President Trump that it's now in its advanced stages. The China trade deal in advanced stages. The relationship between our two countries is very strong. I have therefore agreed to delay U.S. tariff hike, which was to go in effect on this Friday. And he said, let's see what happens. And, of course, the market likes that. That's soothing to the market's nerves. But the market pretty sanguine here so far today. In the meantime, as I'm speaking, Jerome Powell is speaking. And so far, he has been very dovish before the Senate Banking Committee in Washington. He's presenting his semi-annual monetary policy report to Congress. Now, that's some riveting testimony there. He'll likely be quizzed on the economy, interest rates, the Fed balance sheet, after the central bank adopted a much more cautious stance on rate hikes last month. After all, you know, I've got to believe, just looking back, that the Fed had a big part in that rout, that market rout that happened between October 2nd and December 24th, when the S&P 500 lost one-fifth of its value, a 20% sell-off in the S&P 500, a very swift kick in the pants. It lasted 11 weeks. It did pause for a while. The S&P paused at about 2,600, and it looked like maybe we had put in a bottom. And in fact, the market started to work its way back, and then guess what? We broke that support, and before we knew it, the S&P on December 24th, was down 20.2% from its high. I think the NASDAQ was down about 22% from its high. The small cap index was down almost 25% from its high. That was then, this is now, because on the day after Christmas, the S&P or the Dow was up 1,000 points, and I don't think we've had a correction. We haven't. So far here in 2019, the market has come out swinging here in 2019. Well, we haven't seen a recession since 2008. We are now in the 11th year of an expansion in the U.S. economy. When will that inevitable recession that's out there somewhere on the horizon finally arrive on our shores here in the U.S.? Well, about half of U.S. business economists, who are very rarely correct or right, expect a recession by the end of next year. So they're calling for a recession by the end of 2020, and about 75% see a downturn in the U.S. economy by the end of 2021, according to a survey of the National Association for Business Economists. Only 11% of business economists see the economy avoiding a recession through 2021. Well, let's see what else we have. Housing starts plunge to year end. Housing starts minus 11.2%. Those are new houses. Those are slabs being laid, plumbing going in, sticks going up, electricity going in. Well, we only had 1.07 million housing starts in December. We were expecting 1.26 million. That is a plunge of 11.2%. The building sector continues to be weak. The home building sector continues to be weak. Meanwhile, your house was up 4.8%. If you have an average home across America, it was 4.2%. That continues to decelerate from 5-6%. We're down to just 4.2% now gain in our homes over the last 12 months. Well, there's a lot on the table here today. Big Pharma, Tesla, Boeing, the oil stocks, Caterpillar, Home Depot, Macy's, AutoZone, and a hot little small cap. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, I got the word yesterday that the Financial Fest in Scottsdale has been postponed until June, okay? I don't put that on. That's Money Radio there in the Phoenix area. So our trip, our March 16th spring training baseball trip and speaking at Financial Fest won't happen now until June, so we're scrambling to put Dallas on the calendar for our next visit. We're looking at the first week of April, somewhere in the Las Colinas Market Center area there of Dallas. We're looking at April 3rd, 4th, and 5th, but we'll have that all firmed up here. If you'd like to make an appointment with us in Dallas, I can guarantee they will sell out. We'll be there for 3 days. I'm looking at April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Let me make sure that's right. April 3rd, 4th. Yeah, that's right. 3rd, 4th, and 5th. With more than likely a workshop built in there. But appointments during the day on April 3rd and April 4th. And if you'd like to book one of those, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, it will be Bill Gunderson, Bart Bailey, and the rest of my team in Dallas in early April. More details to follow. No Scottsdale trip until June. Today is a day of reckoning for big pharma, big drug companies. Not only is Jerome Powell testifying today, but today could be a watershed moment for the drug pharmaceutical industry. We know that President Trump has been calling for cheaper prescription drug prices. The healthcare stocks may face some turbulence today as leaders from the largest pharmaceutical companies get grilled on Capitol Hill over the high cost of prescription drugs. You'll want to be sure and watch the highlights from that one, seeing the Pfizer CEO on the hot seat and the Abbott Labs CEO on the hot seat. The congressional hearing called Drug Pricing in America, a Prescription for Change, Part 2, is reminiscent of previous encounters with businesses that proved to be turning points, leading to massive reforms on Wall Street. This has happened before to the health insurance industry, also to the tobacco industry. On the hot seat today, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, AbbVie, AstraZeneca, Bristol-Myers, Sanofi, to name a few. Elon in trouble again. You know, the guy just can't keep his mouth shut. Tesla, let's see how it's doing today. Well, it's recovered some of its losses. It's only down 1.5%. It was down 4% yesterday, however, well, in the early hours today. SEC seeks a contempt charge for Elon. You see, they told him, Elon, don't send out any more text messages until you get them cleared. Well, he sent out another one. He tweeted about the production of the cars, and he was wrong. He made a mistake again. And now the SEC going after him for contempt charges for basically thumbing his nose at what the SEC told him to do. Well, that's Elon. Elon will be Elon. Boeing nominates Nikki Haley. Well, she was very instrumental in bringing a Boeing plant here to Charleston, South Carolina. I see that Boeing plant all the time. Last night, as I was watching the sunset, I saw the big Boeing Dreamlifter. Man, that thing is a huge, monstrous plane. It carries parts for the Dreamliner, and lands there at the Charleston Airport. Nikki Haley elected as a director at the company's annual meeting of shareholders on April 29th. Of course, Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, and the former ambassador to the UN. Who's going to be the next trillion-dollar company? Apple had a taste of it, didn't they? Amazon had a taste of it for, I think, just a few days. Well, Wedbush says it's going to be Microsoft. Now, how creative can you be in with your research department? You've asked all your research people, what's your best idea for 2019? And they all went to work. They searched through their notes and went through their databases. Wedbush names Microsoft a best idea for 2019. Says its cloud computing strength could help lift Microsoft above $1 trillion valuation this year. Well, let's see how far Microsoft is away. It's $862 billion. I do own Microsoft. Not in my growth portfolio, however. It's in my growth and income portfolio. Microsoft pays a dividend yield of 1.6%. Microsoft has an excellent chart right now. Microsoft has been breaking out recently. And Microsoft, in my best stocks now, app is currently ranked at number 498. It's got a little bit of a valuation issue right now. I only see 71% upside potential over the next 5 years. What are you looking at, Gunderson? Where are you getting these five-year target prices? Well, I keep them as fresh as I can in my Best Stocks Now app. And I'm looking at the five-year target price of Microsoft that I've calculated, $182. It's currently at $112. Add in a dividend yield of 1.7%. That gives it 71% upside potential over the next 5 years. I like 80% or better. And I normally focus on about the top 300 or 400 stocks in my database. And when I consider new buys, new purchases, Microsoft currently ranked at number 498. It has an excellent chart, but that has also taken some of the valuation out of the shares. Okay, before we get to actual earnings that have been reported, one other area, the U.S. energy. Now, this is Merrill Lynch. Take it with a grain of salt. Maybe you like their advice. Maybe you don't. It's all I know, the U.S. taxpayers. Well, the Bank of America had to bail out Merrill Lynch in 2008, or Merrill Lynch wouldn't even be around today. They love the U.S. energy producers right now. They think that the entire sector is a buy. Their top exploration and production ideas are Anadarko, Hess, Devon Energy, Concho Resources. They say 55% upside potential in those four stocks on average. Yeah, you know what? I'm just not that hot myself on the oil, the energy producers. Okay, well, I do own some stocks that are in the news here today. I've got a small cap that's been ranked number one in my app off and on for the last several months, and it's blowing up the charts here today. What is it? We got a burger stock, we got Etsy, we got Chinese stocks, all kinds of fun when we come back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, I've been looking at Caterpillar recently as a potential growth and income stock with the tensions softening a little bit between the U.S. and China, but I haven't pulled the trigger yet. It is down 2.3%. It's one of the big reasons why the Dow is not positive right now. I think it'd be positive were it not for Caterpillar and Home Depot, which we'll get to next. Caterpillar gets a double downgrade at UBS. They think that there's still issues with the global growth, and that may cool me off there on the big cat, which I do not own at the current time. But it has been moving up in the ranks, you know, all of the good news coming out between the Trump and Xi talks with China. And all the big trade guys, Caterpillar was looking very, very interesting, but it is selling off today, down 2.3%. Okay, Home Depot reports earnings. I do own Home Depot in my growth and income portfolio. It is down today, 2.3%. They came up a little bit short on their earnings. Let's put Home Depot under the microscope right now. Home Depot currently ranked number 493 out of 5,066. Of course, it's put up some really good numbers over the years for investors, over the last 10 years. The question is it a soggy stock? Is it a stodgy old growth giant of yesteryear? How was their most recent quarter? Was there growth? Well, of course there was. Their earnings were up 33%. Their sales were up 11%. And believe it or not, over the last 5 years, earnings growth at Home Depot has been 19% per year. Well, yes, it is moderating. It is decelerating. Going forward over the next 5 years, it's expected to be about a 12 to 13% grower. And when you add in a dividend yield on Home Depot, I know it's not the most exciting stock around, but a 2.2% dividend yield. And, you know, over the last 10 years, investors have been treated to a 28% annual return, while the market's delivered a 12.5% annual return. And over the last 3 years, Home Depot has tripled the returns of the market. Even if you look over the last 12 months, Home Depot stock is up 5%. The market's down 6%. It gets a performance grade when compared to the other 5,065 in my database. Grading on the curve, it gets a B+ performance grade. The valuation is an issue right now with Home Depot, and that's probably why you're seeing some sell-off here. When you're traveling at a fairly high, rich, full valuation, you better come up with some really good earnings or you're going to get punished a little bit. I have a 5-year target price of $284 on Home Depot. It's $185, and with the dividend, it's 60% upside potential. I like 80% or better. It gets a D value grade. Now, I would buy it if it pulls back into that valuation range once again, but right now it's ranked number 493. We'll see where the dust settles out of 5,066. You know, here's a good example of the lifespan of publicly traded companies. They start as out as ideas. And in this case, we know many of the players in the original Home Depot. We see them on the financial shows quite a bit. One of them, an owner of the Atlanta Falcons down in Atlanta. Of course, Home Depot headquartered in Atlanta. And then it start to raise money. They do different rounds of funding. That's where Lyft and Uber were a while back. I hear about other companies right now that are just undergoing rounds of funding. And I hear what they do. Then I say, I would never invest in that. And other ones say, well, you know, that's a pretty good idea. Well, Home Depot obviously was a pretty good idea. Then they do the IPO. Oh boy, when did Home Depot go public? I'd have to go way back. Sometime in the 90s, I guess, was when Home Depot went public. And then they go on a growth track. They build their first store. And pretty soon they go nationwide if they've really got a great idea. such as Walmart, such as Lowe's, and then pretty soon the market starts to get saturated. There's no big cities left where there aren't one or two Home Depots. We probably have two or three here in this wide area. And then they start to slow down, and then they start to pay a dividend, and then they start to buy back shares. And that's kind of where Home Depot is in its lifespan right now. It's no longer a double-digit grower. They're looking for about 4% growth in earnings this year, maybe 8 or 9% next year. But you throw in a dividend yield of over 2%, you can add that to it. So it's in that growth and income kind of category. Kind of steady as she goes, not too exciting, but still, I mean, it's still a good enough growth story. And when you throw in the dividend, I currently own Home Depot in my growth and income portfolio. Okay, what else do we have? Macy's. Does anybody care about Macy's? Macy's has been hitting 52-week lows for quite some time. I've always said it's better to own companies that are disrupting as opposed to companies that are being disrupted. Do you think that the mall-based retailer is under attack? Do you think that the department store is under attack? Do you think Amazon and others, Wayfair, etc., are taking them to the cleaners? Well, over the last 5 years, Macy's has been growing at a rate. This is their earnings. This is a Cincinnati-based company. They've done about as well as the Cincinnati Reds. Their growth, earnings growth, has been 1% per year. What does Gunderson always say? Stocks follow earnings. You get growth of 1% per year, and you get returns as a shareholder about the same. In fact, over the last 5 years, Macy's has delivered negative returns to investors, negative returns. In fact, the stock has been basically cut in half over the last 5 years. Now, if that's not a sign of the times, I don't know what is. Macy's is still pretty much the only big retail department store. I can remember all of the stocks that were gobbled up along the way, and they all kind of ended up under the Macy umbrella. Well, an investment in Macy's over the last 5 years has gone backwards by 12% per year. Just for fun, let's look at Amazon, okay? An investment in Amazon over the last 5 years. Here's the disruptor versus the disrupted. Amazon plus 35% per year returns to investors. Macy's minus 12% per year. And by the way, where's Sears? Has anybody seen a Sears lately? Has anybody seen a JCPenney's lately? Major disruptive factors. We had recently Christian Magoon on. They're the people, Amplify ETFs, that came up with iBuy. iBuy is an ETF of online retailers. iBuy over the last, it doesn't have a three-year average yet, but out of the gate in 2017, iBuy was up 50% while the market was down 19.4. And so far this year, iBuy is up 20%. The market's up 4.5%. It's better to own the disruptor than the disrupted. And of course, I had Magoon on last week, 2 weeks ago, talking about their new offering, which is XBuy. And XBuy is the online retailers with very little exposure to the U.S. So who are the big bricks and mortar retailers around the world? That's an XBuy. XBuy is hitting $27 per share today. It's had an unbelievable 2 or 3 days here. These are a lot of companies that you've never heard of. They're companies that you can't buy. You can't buy them. They're on the London Stock Exchange. They're on the Bombay Stock Exchange. They're in stock exchanges that are very difficult for the average investor to buy. Anyways, better to own the disruptor than the disrupted. I would say Macy's has been being disrupted for the last several years, and I just don't see that trend reversing itself. Our featured stock of the day when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Market struggling a little bit here today. Not a lot of catalyst. You've got Jerome Powell testifying, but not too much there that should come out that's unexpected from him. And a couple of stocks dragging down the Dow today, both Caterpillar and Home Depot, and you know, Lowe's also down a little bit along with those two stocks. Okay, let's see what else is in the news here today. Then we'll get to my featured stock of the day. You know, at the beginning of the year, in my newsletter, I started a buy and hold version of each one of my portfolios. More like it's precursor to an ETF, I suppose. Gunderson Conservative Growth ETF. It's got 20 of the best stocks that I can find at the current time in the large cap arena. And, of course, this is going to be more of a buy and hold strategy than, you know, longer leash, much longer leash on these holdings inside of this portfolio. Really trying to seek out long-term capital gains with the individual holdings, meaning owning them for a year or more, if possible. That portfolio since January 1st. Now, you got to remember, this portfolio would have been down about 22% during the sell-off in the fall. Okay, that's the downside of buy and hold and not being as proactive. But so far, out of the gate here in 2019, as of yesterday, up 15.8% with the 20 stocks that are in that ETF-like buy-and-hold portfolio. One of those stocks is AutoZone, and AutoZone is having a pretty good day today. I will make it my featured stock of the day. Now, AutoZone has had better years. I mean, its better years are behind it. It's better growth, astonishing growth. When I wrote my book back in 2012, Best Stocks Now, AutoZone was one of the really undiscovered gems that I found. I couldn't believe how well AutoZone had performed over the years. It's kind of the Home Depot in its category with a new idea that swept the nation, very well managed. Great earnings growth over the years. In fact, it's one of the few trophy winners in my Best Stocks Now app. Now, AutoZone isn't growing like it used to, but AutoZone has reported earnings here today. They've beat earnings, and the stock is up $52 per share. That works out to a almost 6% gain. AutoZone, when I wrote my book, was about a $350, I think it was $350 stock back in 2012. Today it's a $942 stock. Just that book alone, that one stock alone made the book worth it. And there was, of course, a lot of other doubles in that. I think I had 55 stocks in my book back then. Well, AutoZone hitting a new high today. And it is one that I own in my 20-stock buy-and-hold conservative growth ETF-like portfolio. AutoZone, over the last 10 years, has delivered 20% per year. I can remember when that 10-year average was like 30 or 40% per year. It's still outperforming, with no guarantees going forward, the S&P 500. Over the last 12 months, AutoZone's up 24%, while the market's up is down 5.7%. The other thing about AutoZone, which is a $22 billion market cap company hitting new all-time highs today, it's the king of Memphis. It really is. Memphis, Tennessee, a lot of ballparks and different parks, etc., are AutoZone Stadium and this and that, because that's where AutoZone is headquartered. AutoZone operates 5,618 retail auto parts stores in the U.S., Mexico, Puerto Rico, Brazil, offering automotive parts. The other thing about these stocks like AutoZone and Dollar Tree and Dollar General, they're good late inning stocks. Well, in spring training, you know, they know when to bring in the late inning guys. And the way baseball is now, it seems like these poor hitters are always facing a 90-mile-per-hour dart thrower. That's why last year there were more strikeouts in the major leagues than any other year. That's not good for the spectator. But AutoZone is a good late-inning stock in the economic cycle. As the economic cycle begins to slow and recession is out there on the horizon, I noted this back in 2007. I wrote many articles about Dollar Tree and AutoZone and Dollar General and the pawn shops, even like First Cash Financial, FCFS. In fact, I had a pawn shop in my book back in 2012. These are late inning economic cycle stocks. Burlington Coat Factory. Discounters, that's where people start to head when the easy money is kind of in the past and Tiffany's is no longer in the future for them. Instead, it's AutoZone and Dollar General. Just remember that AutoZone is hitting a new 52-week high today after the company beat earnings once again. AutoZone beat earnings. I got it here somewhere. Well, they beat earnings enough for the stock to be up $50 per share here this morning. One other one in the news, Shake Shack. How are things shaking at Shake Shack? I've just never been impressed. I've been to the one in Minnesota at the Mall of America. I've been to the one in Scottsdale at Kierland Shopping Mall. You know what? I'll take an In-N-Out burger any day of the week from California or many other locations now. Shake Shack reports earnings. It's up 1.4% today. All right, I've got myself, Bart Bailey. We are ready and willing to talk to you if you've got questions about your portfolio. Bart is the planner, and I have him pretty much talk to you first, and then he moves it up the line to me if it's got questions about money management, which is what I do here at Gunderson Capital Management. No Scottsdale trip until June. Instead, we're going to shift gears and go to Dallas in the first week of April. If you'd like to make an appointment, 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST, or give us a, go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.